Hello, hello. Welcome to Jesus and Yeah. We are a faith-based, Jesus-loving, soul-growing podcast based in Hawaii. My name is Shani.
And my name is Kamale, and we're your hosts. This is a get-to-know-us episode as we wanted to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, so we like to share our age, where we're from, what we do in school, hobbies, our journey with Jesus, and our goals, and the goals for ourselves with our relationship with Jesus. So I'm going to go first. So, hi, I am Shani. I am 18 years old, and I am from Oahu, Hawaii. I'm currently a second-year undergraduate student majoring in psychology at UH Manoa. My favorite hobbies are making lays, sleeping, shopping, journaling, and reading my Bible, and going to the beach. My journey began last year in 2023 when my friend offered me to go with her to this dinner, and I said, sure, I will go. I had no clue that it was a Christian girls group dinner. So when I got there, and after we ate, the girl who was running the group mentioned it was a group for Christian girls. I was scared and said, I am not Christian, I am atheist. But they didn't turn me away. They said it was okay. I would have left, but I stayed. And from then on, I began to go every week and got to learn about Jesus as each week passed. Then this year, I declared that I am going to pursue an intimate relationship with Jesus and walk with him more often. My goals for my relationship with Jesus is to be more focused on him and to get rid of all my sinful desires and veer it to him. I want to be able to turn to him naturally all the time for anything.
That's awesome. Thanks. Aloha mai kako o Kamale ko'uinoa. Hi everyone, my name is Kamale. I was also born and raised on Oahu. I'm currently 17 and in my senior year of high school. I attend the public charter school in downtown Honolulu. I love to write songs and poetry, spend time with my family, and be in God's creation, especially if it means camping, barbecuing, or having a great day at the beach. A little bit about my journey as a believer. I attended a Christian school in Kailua from kindergarten to 8th grade, and I honestly learned about a lot about God throughout my time there. I made friendships and connections with everyone there that I felt was so unique. There was no doubt in my mind that I had been put there for a reason, and I knew God was at work within me. But I didn't come to know Jesus for myself until around 7th grade. It was when COVID hit and school shut down. It was such a weird experience, adapting to the new ways that the world was functioning. In that time, I was able to settle down and be still with God. I got myself my first Bible, and I still use it today. She is a bit worn, but she's still standing. And God put this fire within me, this passion and desire to get to know him, and it grew and grew. And it's been such a wild ride, of course. I've drifted off, and I've left God in moments where I should have ran to him instead of away from him. I joined a Bible study group shortly after COVID was coming to a close, and it was life-changing. I started going to church around November of last year, and I got baptized in February of this year. I can't tell you how much my life has changed for the better.
I love that so much. Yeah. So you guys got to meet your hosts, and we're super excited that we get to do this with you guys, but we wanted to just also give you a little backstory of the podcast and also just want you guys to know like where we stand and what's the goals of us making this podcast for you guys. So we came up with three reasons. Obviously there's more, but we have to narrow it down to three. And so one of the reasons we created the podcast is for we wanted to share our casual conversations with you guys. So me and Kamale were very, very transparent with each other, very vulnerable, very honest, and very open. And we felt like our talks are very real and raw, and we wanted to share it with you guys. And we feel like, especially in this time and day, like it's kind of hard to express how you feel or express everything naturally to other people because a lot of judgment and a lot of hate. And it's just a very doggy dog world out there. And we wanted to just create something for you guys, not only for you guys though, but also for us. So, because it's also so refreshing when me and her talk together.
Yeah.
So we wanted to include it for you guys and with us, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also wanted to talk about topics that were on our heart. Rest assured that every episode is guided by God and the Holy Spirit is speaking through us. And we'll also have scripture to pair with the word God has given us to share. So you are always welcome to read along with us.
And then the last one, the last goal, well, not the last, but one of our very last goals on this is we wanted to create a safe space for you guys. Like I said before, we are very transparent, we're honest, we're very raw, and knowing how this world is, it's very difficult to like really express how your honest opinion and your like just to be transparent as possible with other people, because everyone's always about to judge. But here we do not judge. We are willing to hear you guys out. We accept everyone of all ages and all backgrounds, and we just want you guys to be able to come to the Lord, not and to come to us to just like hear what we hope that you guys can take from. Mm-hmm. Just hoping that you guys can relate on the topics we discuss as we post more episodes further and further, and just getting to know us more as well on a deeper personal connection, and getting to know God and his heart, and just understanding why he has put us in this situation, and why he put us here for a reason, and why we have these conversations, not only for us to share our knowledge with each other, but to share it with you guys.
Absolutely, because it's very important to just have a friend to talk to, and yeah. We're that for you guys, I guess.
Yeah.
As we are to each other.
Yeah, we are your Christian sisters here for you guys listening. Even though we live on a tiny island, we're still all here for y'all. But with that saying, that is really it that we just have for this episode. We just wanted to get you guys to like know who we are, who you guys are listening to, and get to understand why we created this podcast. But yeah, so thank you guys for joining us on Jesus and Yap.
If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a review and follow us to stay tuned for more content. Ahuiho.
Until next time.